Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, thank you very much. Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast, because this is where we celebrate industry heroes. I am so jacked for this particular interview coming up, and I just want to make sure you got to stick around, because you are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, and you're changing lives, and you're changing the world. Why can't we celebrate you each and every day? That's what we do. We celebrate you each and every day. All right, in the hot seat, you know me, Scott McKenzie. You know me, and I'm all about collaboration, innovation, and education. Here's a gentleman, Effie, all right, Erdem, E-R-D-E-M. He's with an organization called MEXT, and they're coming out of Istanbul, Turkey, and they've got a lab, they've got an ecosystem that is really looking into Industry 4.0, training the individuals around Europe about the technology. It is a fabulous conversation. They are passionate about what they do. So let's get cracking and stop listening to me right here. Now you got to keep on listening to me. You definitely do. All right. I've been doing some series, and we're going to get into the interview, but I just need to reiterate. 2021 is right around the corner. It's right over there. And if you're looking out of the video, I'm looking at 2021 right down there. And it's right around the corner. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's put it this way. It's going to be great to look at 2020 behind you, right? But the other thing is that, what is your plan? What are you doing? How are you going to generate revenue? How are you going to close deals? How are you going to do all the things that you need to do? Because you can't live through 2020 again in 2021. Now, I understand the challenges that exist out there. I understand the fluidness of this pandemic, and I have no idea. All I know is that 2021, because it is December, 2021, let's create some strategies. Let's be bold here. Let's be brave. Let's consider going rogue a little bit and pushing that envelope in how you market and how you sell, because right now is the time to be able to differentiate yourself, to be thinking about how things are just, what can I do to be different? What can I do to get my message out? You know, those are some of the things. How do I reinvent myself? You know what that means? Do you know what that means in reinventing yourself and going rogue and being, you know, unique in that saying, and being bold requires you to be a little uncomfortable, but that's okay. You've just been through 2020, and it's okay to be uncomfortable, because you need to be. We need you out there. So I did a live, and then I flipped it into a podcast just because I can. And so I did that. And what was great about it is it's my beef with webinars. That's one. That's the live that I did. We can do better. We have to do better. You have to do better. I have to do better. You know, just being okay is just not going to do it. We've got to be quite innovative when it comes to this stuff. And that goes for your marketing and your sales strategy coming up in 2021. You can tell I'm amped up on goofballs on that stuff, because I want you to be a success. That's it. So one of the things that we're doing, and I'm going to continue down this road, I want to collaborate, because we're about collaboration, you know, innovation and education. But I want to collaborate with industrial sales and marketing people. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to be able to get that information out, because if you're not generating revenue, if you're not breaking into opportunities, it's not going to be a good year. And I want it to be a good year for you. And so that means we've got to figure out how to do this whole marketing and sales things better. So I've got a lot of baggage that I want to be able to get off my back, because I think we have to be so creative, so innovative, and we can't give up on our education. And that brings me to this particular doggone interview with Effie. Fabulous organization. The hub, they call it the hub, and I'm looking at my notes. They call the hub the MEXT. And they're just all in, passionate about educating about Industry 4.0. It's here. Your digital transformation journey has already begun. You need to figure it out. And that means education, because it is going fast and it is speeding through your life, and you need to be able to educate yourself on that. And when we start talking about all this, you gotta do it. Man, I'm all wigged out because I'm so passionate about it. I'm so passionate about everybody collaborating, because we need solutions, and that means we've got to talk and collaborate. We need to innovate, not just from a technology perspective, but how we interact with people. Be innovative. Rethink yourself. And then the third one, of course, is education. You can't stop. You can't stop, not just from technology, but how are you going to get your message out? What are you going to do? That's it. All right. I'm done. I'm spent. Yeah, I am. I'm spent. All right, on the hot seat, again, F.A. Erdem. He's with Mex. Enjoy the doggone interview. All right. F.A., thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. How are you doing? Well, in Turkey, it's afternoon. Here in the United States, in Louisiana, it's the morning. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Scott. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for the kind invitation. I hope you are also doing well.
Oh, I mean, I'm talking to you. How can I not be doing well? This is fun stuff. And it's really an incredible topic, and I love it. And I love what you guys are doing there in Istanbul and with that organization called MESS and MEXT and all of that good stuff. And I think that this is a timely conversation. But before we get into that conversation, listeners, Effie brings a lot of doggone street cred. If you go out to his stat card on LinkedIn, you will not be disappointed. Give us a little background on who you are.
Sure. I'm the managing director in charge of the MEXT initiative. The initiative is actually a product project of the largest industrial association of Turkey called MESS. It's an association that is looking after 250 big, large industrial companies who are active in the metal industry. And when I say metal, I refer to automotive, steel, white goods, machine builders. So we are a large industrial association. And 3 years ago, the chairman of the association decided to undertake a massive project to build a technology center. In essence, it's actually a digital capability center that would help the member companies. So it's called MEXT, the initiative, and the project, it's called MEXT.
I want to make sure this is clarified. It's M-E-X-T, not N-E-X-T, M-E-X-T. Continue.
That's absolutely right. And we decided to brand it as MEXT, as MEXT. That would basically refer to the next level, next era of the metal industry, or next level of the manufacturing, the upcoming digital manufacturing revolution, so to say.
So here is my here's my beef. Here's my insights. Here's my challenge, and especially with this, I've had hundreds and hundreds of conversations that are all around Industry 4.0, digital transformation, edge, cloud. People throw it in 5G. What the heck? Why would just throw that in there, right? It doesn't really matter. It seems like it's the miscellaneous file for everything that's taking place within technology today. And one of the things that you could probably attest to, and I have a challenge with, is the speed at which technology is evolving and the human capability of being able to embrace it, right? It's like it's going really fast. It's like you're trying to hold on to that tiger's tail, and yet I can't consume it fast enough. Is that what MEXT is all about? What give us a little background into MEXT.
That's exactly right, actually. So that is a need that we identified among our member companies as well. So we have observed that some companies are investing into upskilling and reskilling their workforce to cope up with the upcoming digital manufacturing era. But we have also observed that that was not done at scale. So it was usually the upskilling and reskilling efforts were usually targeting maybe a small set of engineers, maybe some managers, mid-level managers, but that's it. So It was, we felt that it was not enough to undertake a massive transformation effort at a company scale. So as an association, we decided to step in and provide the necessary training, actually, free of charge to our member companies in order to better equip them for the upcoming new digital manufacturing era. So as you rightly pointed out, this is our primary goal. We want to upskill and reskill the workforce of our member companies.
So your member companies right now, it's about 250 plus heavy industry within the boundaries of Turkey. Are they just naturally a part of the MEXT initiative? Like, hey, I'm a member. I'm over here now too as well. I can get the access to this great training. Is that how it works?
That's right. We are giving them access to the training programs plus the consultancy services, which we can also touch on in a while. But of course, like any new initiative, it's taking some time to also convey the message to our member companies. So it is not very ordinary that an association undertakes something like this at a such huge scale. So it is also taking some time to explain it to our member companies. Why are we doing this and how are we going to help them? Of course, once they understand the message and our ultimate goal, they really appreciate it. And then they immediately start making use of our services.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, if you think this digital transformation journey is going away anytime soon, you're sorely going to be disappointed, because it is not going away. And absolutely, it is going to be around. And either you're in the game and you're trying to figure it out and how it will benefit your organization, benefit your business, benefit your career, you're going to be left behind. And that is, unfortunately, the truth. So get with the game. And now, so when you were sitting there about a few years ago and you're with the head guy at MESS and you started talking about this, hey, what's this gap? What's going on? What was the thought process behind that?
Yes. We observed that some of our members even did not realize, as you just said, that it is a necessity to transform. So with some of the member companies, we felt that we need to create the urgency, sense of urgency, and then the awareness about the digital transformation. We also observed another set of member companies which already started to take initial steps towards transforming their factories, supply chains. But again, I think some consultancy companies refer to it as a pilot purgatory. So they were stuck in the pilot purgatory and they were not scaling actually. Right. So again, there we identified the need to provide training to the whole workforce rather than a privileged subset in order the company to embrace such a culture as a whole. And that was the thought process. So we identified, first of all, the need to create urgency, sense of urgency, and provide the necessary understanding for what it takes to do that.
Go ahead.
Perfect. Secondly, I think that another observation was that the top level decision makers, they were puzzled with the buzzwords. You threw in those buzzwords just a couple of minutes ago. And if you put them yourselves into the shoes of those top decision makers, they usually get to see colorful slides from consultancy companies, and everybody knows what to do best. But at the end of the conversation, the key decision makers is really puzzled about what to do. What is the initial step? Yeah. What should I do for my factory? So it was this lack of clarity that was existed in the minds of the top decision makers. And that was the second, I would say, thought that provoked this whole project and idea. We felt that we need to provide this clarity to the key decision makers of our member companies so that they can embrace that and cascade it as a vision to their whole workforce,
All right, listeners, this is how I see that rolling out. That is a great explanation, especially with this digital transformation, Industry 4.0, whatever that high level. We speak in this sort of language that we all understand, but nobody else does, right? We assume that they understand. We assume that they get it, right? But what I hear FA talking about is that there is a sense of urgency, whether we like it or not, whether you want to ignore it. There is a sense of urgency. You got to keep moving. You got to understand. That means you got to educate. That means you've got to figure out and say, yes, it's here. Yes, I got to understand. And then I got to truly understand how this technology, this, whatever this is clearly understood and into my business itself. How does it apply? All the technology is a technology. That's great. And as we talked about going forward, technology will be technology and people will continue to push it. It's how you understand, how you see it, and how you can gain value from it. I like it. I like it a lot. Epi, that's a good way of starting out this conversation. Now, it's not all pink elephants and, you know, cotton candy out there. What's the resistance here? Because it makes sense. What's the resistance?
Yes, I think the resistance is, especially with the smaller scale companies. So among our 250 companies, it's a very interesting portfolio, very diversified portfolio. So among our member companies, we have the largest industrial company of Turkey, the whole country. But also we've got SMEs, small, medium-sized enterprises, who employ not more than 150 people. So when you approach, and it's not an insignificant subset, roughly 70 out of the 250 can be classified as SMEs. When you talk to the bosses, and usually they are family-owned enterprises, when you approach their bosses, at first instance, they are not convinced at all about whether the digital technologies are really needed for them, would bring value to them, and they have this prejudice of being confronted with not affordable technology. So they feel, so this is a genuine prejudice that exists in the minds of people. They find that the technology is hugely expensive. It wouldn't add value to them. So I think to answer your question, especially in the SME segment, I think the resistance is to overcome this prejudice in first instance, to tell them, well, there is affordable and accessible technology that would create value even for a small size enterprise. So this is something we are working on at the moment, I would say.
Yeah, and you have to keep on educating. You got to keep on providing that information. You got to keep on pushing it out there just because that's important. And it changes. And that's what's so great about what you're doing at MEX, because you got your finger on the pulse of what's taking place in this whole digital transformation world. And that's great. And how rapidly it is changing. And therefore, you can keep current with what's taking place out there in the market. And that is of significant value. I can understand why this is an important initiative for the organization MESS. Now, let me ask you this. I can't ignore it, is that I know that a lot of companies are going and are going to be impacted from the deployment of digital tech transformation solutions and people getting, let's say, displaced. Is that a conversation? Give us a little, you know, warm and fuzzy why that's not going to be the case, or it might be the case, but there's still a bright future. Give us a little background into that.
Yes. I think this is a very well made point. So we have a huge target. We would like to touch 50,000 employees every year. So it's a massive effort. In fact,
Did you say every year 50,000?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I said.
How about that for a stretch goal?
Yes. So that as you can imagine. We are going to employ all sorts of methods, including a digital way of bringing up those courses and modules. Wow. But 50,000 people every year. So that number itself even brings us at the largest initiative in the world to upskill at such a scale. Of course, as you can imagine, among the 50,000 people, a major chunk of that population will be hourly paid personnel, so operators on the shop floor, right?
Yeah.
And it is essential that we bring across the message that this is something that will be helping them going forward. So as you said, of course, there are sometimes these statements like it may displace workers. Again, you have studies from World Economic Forum that suggest otherwise, that suggest in 2030 that the digital transformation and technologies will actually create more jobs than it would displace. So we are also advocating the same and saying that this is a game for all countries, for everybody, that one cannot turn a blind eye on. Instead, I think every one of us should understand how to come to terms with this reality, what it means to our life, to our work practices, in order to continue actually the likelihood of having better chances for staying in the business.
I embrace what you're saying. I think it opens up opportunities. And I think if you accept the fact that this digital transformation is happening now, there is a sense of speed, there is a sense of urgency. And if I learn as much as I possibly can, me as an individual, that just opens doors, because it's not, digital transformation is not just going to just be in Turkey. It's global, right? You access and learn and grow and get into it, then it just opens up doors globally as well. It just does. There's no way of ignoring that. And that's why I think it's exciting.
I fully agree with that. And I think at the moment, if you look at the global landscape, there is a race. So even the developing nations, of which Turkey is also one, are trying to not to stay behind. So it is as everybody calls it, it's an exponential disruptive wave. So it's happening fast. And we felt that our member companies should not also stay behind the curve, and they should be ahead of the game.
You can't, because you can't compete globally. Because there are going to be companies that are going to be all in on this digital transformation, which we've had this conversation prior to this particular podcast. You and I and others are embrace that incremental approach, right? It's not a what we call a big bang approach. It's like, okay, I've got this company, and now I got to do it all at once. You don't have to. And that's the beauty of the technology. It's nimble enough to be able to say, okay, here's some low-hanging opportunities right here. Let's deploy it here. Let's get some wins and victories here, and then we can scale from there. And I think that that's what you guys advocate. Now, all of this is great stuff. It's all wonderful. I get it. But you're not just in the business of here's the education. You guys also do consulting, because one of the biggest problems I see is I don't even know where to begin. I have no clue. So you guys provide that type of guidance, right?
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And that we do partially on our own with in-house consultants that we have trained for this purpose. But also we are partnering up with great institutions and other companies from across the world. In fact, with Fraunhofer from Germany, we are providing the so-called digital maturity assessment service that would help the key decision makers to basically understand, figure out for themselves what is the customized tailored roadmap for their company and for their factory, right, for the next 2 years. Right. So this is actually how the whole journey starts with our members. So we go in for a 1 week in-depth on-site study together with our partners. They observe end-to-end the whole manufacturing system and from a special lens perspective, of course. And then they come up with a report, not a generic report, but a specialized report for that particular company and factory. what should be done in the next 2 years?
But let's say I deploy. If I say, yeah, this is great stuff, thumbs up, I'm ready to get going. But you're not going to leave me out there to dry. I'm not going to be there alone. I mean, I because technology is like going really blistering fast, right? 2 years from now, it's going to be a completely different landscape. I'm not alone, right? I mean, you guys are going to still be there.
That's exactly right. Not only us, but also the ecosystem that we have established will be there to support our member companies. So from the very beginning, we were very much conscious that nobody can do that alone, even the big companies. So everybody needs some sort of help and guidance, be it from a startup, be it from a technology software company. So we said that as an association, we can afford to basically establish this web of partnerships that would help our member companies in their transformation efforts. And as such, we've signed contracts, partnership contracts with more than 40 globally known universities, institutions from everywhere, from Singapore to North America. We have partners that will assist our member companies together with us during their transformation journey. So I fully agree with you. It is a must to have partners around you who are keeping up with the fast pace of technology and who can guide you during this journey, which is an ongoing journey, actually.
That is, and it's not going away, and I'm all into it. I hear what you're saying. What if, with all that said, with all this great momentum that you guys are experiencing, which is great, 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 where do you see it going? Where's that future? Where does it look like?
Yes. I think what we would like to see within planning horizon of 2 years, we would like to create some measurable impact in the transformation efforts. And we will measure it by using the just mentioned digital maturity assessment methodology. So we will have a pulse, so to say, an index, which will tell us how much we have succeeded in transforming our member companies or help them transform themselves. So we would like to see that uptick in the index for the overall metal industry among our member companies. So and then, of course, what we would like to see, of course, most of our effort is towards creating that cultural awareness, starting at the C-suite, and that they should embrace this as a leader. And that they should regard this as an ongoing journey rather than as a one-off effort. And hopefully, within 2 years' time, we will see our member companies coming back to us and asking for more, asking for a refreshed curriculum, asking for a new set of technologies. Mm-hmm. If we can achieve that continuity and that sense of ongoing journey, I think that we will consider ourselves successful in the medium term, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Going forward, hopefully, if we can create an ecosystem where our member companies cooperate, collaborate with other partners from the ecosystem, global ecosystem, more in the research and development effort to start creating technologies for themselves, that would be a huge success in the longer term.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, listeners, you're going to need a definite partners like this group and others, but you're going to need a partner like Max. And the reason for that is that just any technology and any journey like this requires that, because you're not going to keep up with it and you don't want to be stagnant in that journey, right? You don't want to say, hey, I did it, thumbs up, we're good. And then all of a sudden you don't keep up. And that's why I love the use of ecosystem. I love the use of that necessity to collaborate with everybody, because this stuff is moving fast and you need an organization like MEX to truly help you with that journey. I like it a lot. Now, Effie, are you out there on LinkedIn?
I am indeed, yes.
And you're pretty, I mean, if I found you and correct me, it's Effie Erdem. Did I get it?
That's very good pronunciation indeed. Yes.
Okay. So the spelling is E-F-E, first name. Last name, E-R-D-E-M. All right.
Exactly.
Reach out to him. I'm sure there's not many out there that have your name, which is a very good thing. Unlike John Jones or something like that. It's very common. But reach out to him, and you're active. Because I think – and this is not in the confines of just Turkey and that it's international. You spoke of the international fingers that are taking place with this MEX initiative, right?
That's very much true. In fact, we actually make use of training services from international partners, but in the area of developing new use cases in our digital factory, most of the international partners utilize it as a test bed to showcase their latest and greatest technology. So, this is something, it's a win-win proposition, value proposition. The value for the partners, if you look at the other side of the equation, is that they gain access to the leading 250 industrial companies of Turkey. So if they can, in a real working environment, right, demonstrate the value of their technology, and this is an amazing advantage to them. Because you cannot do it in a standalone showcase environment. The industrial people usually would like to visualize it on a real working production environment. Otherwise, it's just empty words to them. Unless you can prove the real added value of the technology on a real working environment. And that's what we set out to do. That's why we established this digital factory. And this is why most of the partners are jumping in, actually, to be able to speak to the real clientele, customers, prospective customers, and demonstrate their technology and the value of their technology in such a great case. Even I can give you some examples. During the initial period of the pandemic, late April, we were cooperating with a German startup to develop a use case for CNC machining, utilizing 5G technology and highly advanced analytical modeling. So why I am giving you this example is that we are ready here to cooperate with everybody, so long as they want to reach out to the Turkish customer base. And it's great that in today's world, even a pandemic cannot prevent you from doing this. So it was possible for us to collaborate with a German startup in late April, despite the pandemic periods. And we are, in fact, continuing to collaborate with technology companies, startups from Europe, from Singapore, even from North America in the meantime. So
And I mean, I've been a big advocate on collaborating, innovating, and educating. And you guys reflect all of that. You create a platform. You create an environment that allows people to collaborate, which is a positive. You create an environment that allows people to truly innovate and think through that and be innovative in their approach to their business and their careers. And then, of course, you provide the ability to educate, because without the education, you can't innovate, or it's hard to even collaborate because you're not educating yourself. And what you guys are doing at MEX is a great thing, because that's what you guys do. And you're doing it with a sense of urgency and speed, because now is the time. You can't lollygag. I like that.
I fully agree.
You can use that. Go right ahead. Go use it. Put it on a bumper sticker. I don't care.
we will surely borrow this, yes.
All right. We're going to have to wrap this up. And I'm sorry. We had a bit of a technical difficulties. That's what happens. You know, you live by technology, you die by technology. But for the most part, technology is pretty doggone good. All right. Now, we also have a Boris, I hope I said that right, as well as Gorksy. Did I say those right? Come on, guys. Help me out here.
You can call me Gorksy.
Okay. Because I feel like I'm just sort of swinging in the wind here, and I'm going, okay, here we go. Anyway, great team. Great spirit, great energy that you guys are doing there at MEX. I really appreciate you guys jumping on the Industrial Talk podcast.
Thanks for inviting us. Thank you so much.
All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. All of the contact information and information that you need to get a hold of this great team will be summed up after this break. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, F.A., he's the man. He understands it. He understands, and his team at MEX understand the necessity of education. And you don't want to leave people behind. They have organizations just like MEX out there. Fabulous purpose, because I look at it this way. Technology is barreling down that track, and we need to train. And that's why these guys are so incredibly wonderful. All right. 2021, right around the corner. I'm looking at it right now. It's right there. What are you going to do? How are you going to market? How are you going to sell? You cannot, as a company, relive 2020. Let's be successful, right? Rebuild, right? Prosper 20, doggone 2021. Do it. Reach out to me. I'm here to help, big time. All right, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with those people that are bold and brave and dare greatly. You will not be disappointed. Let's have another interview right around the corner.